Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture 1. And with me, David Shombe. It's the 14th of August, 2025. We are moving toward the end of the year. And yeah, so it's that time of the day, that time of the evening, where we discuss about business, we discuss about economic matters, we discuss about matters which affect our bread and butter issue. And this is a platform that we engage in various topics. We look at cutting across issues. We look at financial institutions. We look at the behavior of financial institutions. We look at domestic policies. We look at how national government is performing. What are some of the decisions which are taken by central government? How they are affecting the person on the ground? How they are affecting the citizen on the ground? And what are some of the measures that need to be done? And in this regard, this is also the platform that we critically analyze new development in the economy. How are the investments going in Namibia? How is the issue of economic distribution? And what are the new challenges that need to be tackled? Because we are indicating to you, to say, as long as Namibia is where it is today, particularly in terms of economic ranking, in terms of the situation of inequality, in terms of the situation of young people, we will continue to have this conversation and we will continue to find different views and mechanisms on how to tackle things which are affecting us on the ground. And it's always very crucial, to understand that the issues of development should be understood, by the fact that it's not one directed aspect, or there's no one element which can define development, but all the sectors of development, which is including human development, including infrastructure development, and including economic development. And in most cases, when people talk about development, when people talk about advancement of the country, they look at how the economy has grown in terms of numbers, but they don't look at where is that economy coming from, where is that money coming from, and who is benefiting from that economic growth in terms of number. And you find also individuals who define economic development, or who define development in general based on infrastructure development. But at this platform, we are indicating to you, we are prescribing to the most updated defined definition of development, which contain infrastructure, economy, and most importantly, human development, because a development that is centered in human, a development that is centered in ability of citizens on the ground to have the basic needs such as education, health, shelter, security, clean water, and also the optimism about the future, And the other sector that we look at is the mining sector. We look at the mining sector. How is the mining sector performing? We also look at the oil and gas industry. We touch aspect of green hydrogen and also issues of trade. How is Namibia trade balance? And also what are some of the new development in terms of investment? And what is also very important is that we're also looking at external factors. What are some of the external factors which are affecting our economy? And how can we respond to those, external factors? On top of that, we do not just criticize institutions which are mandated with authorities to look at or to turn around the economy, but we also look at the behavior economy. We also look at the economy of the behavior economy, how people think, how people make choices, and also the participation of an individual to national development, the participation of an individual to national development. What is your contribution? What are the contribution of us as citizens to national development? And how can we meet government, private sector, NGO, and all the developmental actors halfway when it's coming to development? Because it cannot be correct. It's not right. It's not a good thing, and it's not good for the for the future of the country, for us to have a combined unemployment of 52%. It's not correct to continue being the second highest economic unequal country in the world, despite the fact that we have all the natural resources that we have. We have diamond, we have uranium, we are the third highest producers of uranium in the world. But looking at what we do with our resources, those are some of the areas that we also touch into, and we are trying to bring new perspectives on how to look at matters, new perspective on how to look at matters. And we also try to bridge the gap between policy planning and practical policy implementation with tangible, content-based and evidence-based results on the ground. That is what we try to look at. So, before we go to the topic for today, it's always very crucial to make sure that, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you're listening to Business and Economics segment with me, David Nshombe. And it's always very crucial to follow us at all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, and also follow us on LinkedIn, because we'll be able to update you when it's coming to economic matters, when it's coming to the new development in the Namibian economy, when it's coming to the new development in the regional economy, when it's coming to SADC, and also when it's coming to international affairs, what are the global economic power players are doing, what is happening within BRICS, what is happening at the International Monetary Fund, what are the report of foreign direct investment intelligence report, and where is the country standing in terms of foreign direct investment, and what are some of the new areas which are happening in Namibia, particularly new areas of investment, new sectors of investment. That's why we're indicating to you that when you like our page and share our page, we'll be able to update you, we'll be able to give you insight, we'll be able to give you economic insight, so that you can become that good citizen who understands economic matters, that good citizen who can be able to use economic insight and economic intelligence to make those, long-term, understandable, strategic economic decisions, which can bring you, variable, tangible results.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Variable, tangible results, particularly when you're a business person, when you are a young person, when you are an investor, when you are a researcher, you are an academician, or you are a developmental enthusiast. You are a developmental enthusiast, make sure that you like our page, Eagle FM Namibia, and also share our page. Interestingly, we also have our economic e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. Our e-paper is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And when you have access to our e-paper, you'll make your life more easier because that is where we report about economic affairs. That is where we report about food security, trade, innovation, football. Talk about the area of sport, art and creative industry, and everything which affect human development, everything which affect development on the ground, real development. So we are always advising you to say, subscribe to the Villager newspaper, download the Villager newspaper, and you will not miss out, because when you have information, it's stated that information is a powerful weapon that you can use to fight a lot of battles in this world. And the information will also allow you to make decisions and also prevent you to enter into trouble. Because without any insight, you can enter territories that unknown territories with devastating consequences. You can invest in an uninvestable sector. You can invest in a dead sector. You can gamble without knowing that you are gambling. But when you have economic insight, when you have insight, you read the trends and patterns of that economic flow, then you can be able to see the direction where you want to go. And you can also see the direction where you can get the revenue. So that's why we're always indicating to you that download the Villager newspaper, like the page of the Villager newspaper, share the page of the Villager newspaper, then you'll not miss out. Apart from that, we also have Eagle FM app. We are always indicating to you that if you find yourself in a situation where you are not able to get connected with us, especially using frequency, normal radio, if you find yourself in a situation where the frequency is not reaching you very well, you don't need to worry. You don't need to worry because we are in the world of advanced technology, in the world of digitalization, in the world of high level of technology and robotics, where people are using digital apps, people are using digital platforms in order for them to access information, and also in order for them to work smart than hard, because there's a difference between working hard and also working hard and smart. And the combination of working hard and smart is unmatchable. That's why we are indicating to you that if you find yourself in a situation that you do not have a frequency, you are not being reached by Eagle FM, make sure that you download Eagle FM app. Go to Play Store, go to App Store, then you can be able to download the Eagle FM app. Because we are indicating to you that when you download Eagle FM app, when you download Eagle FM app, you make your life more easier, because you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air at that moment. And in a situation that you missed some of the programs, you can also go to podcast. You can be able to go to podcast. And podcast is our open archive. When you go to podcast, then you'll be able to download, you'll be able to access the previous programs. And you can listen to them at your own time, at your own pace. So do that. And make your life more easier. And the other thing is also that we have Imba app. Imba app is a simplification and a digital version of accessing the hymn book. It's a digital version of accessing the hymn book. That is your Eangano book in Shuambo. That is your Omaimburiro in Chierero. We have Afrikaans hymn book, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba app and make your life more easier. So if you find yourself at a graduation party, you are called to give a speech at a wedding, birthday bash, even unfortunate but a very important life event that you cannot run away from. Death happened in a family, or death have happened in somebody that you know, but you are required to go there and give respect. You can be a pastor, but you just do not have a hymn book, or you just lost it, or you gave it to somebody. That's why we are telling you to say, do not worry. Do not worry, because we got you. We got you in the context that when you download the Imba app, then that is the only way that you can access that by seconds. Then you save time, you save energy, you did what you are supposed to do, then life continue peacefully without any commotions. So dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 1900 hours. Yes, and the discussion for today we are not going to talk about financial institutions, we are not going to talk about investment, but today we are going to talk about areas of behavior economics. Areas of behavior economics. What are some of the things that us, especially the young people, are doing that are preventing us, to partake in national economic activities? And what are some of the things which are stopping us, to become actors in economic development of Namibia, to seize and grab opportunities which are there. Today we are going to ask a difficult question, particularly the cost of pride in economic development and the cost of doing nothing. The cost of pride in economic development and the cost of doing nothing. Because you find a person who is healthy, person who has capacity, person who has studied, but instead of moving, is doing absolutely nothing. And what is the cost of an inactive person in the national economic development? Because I remember there was a time I had a discussion with Kanjengo, and then you know, he told me to say, no, you know, sometimes it's very difficult for a person to see where to position somebody who is not active in the economy. We want assistance, but what are we contributing to our economy? What are we contributing to our economy? To what extent are we contributing to our economy? What is the cost of pride and the cost of doing nothing in the Namibian Namibian economy? To what level is the spirit of volunteerism in the Namibian nation? And what does this have? How is this affecting the national development? How is this affecting the way we do things? How is this affecting even our trade? Because some of the things that we could have done well, some of the things that we could have done well, are the things that were supposed to be done from our heart. Because if you look at, for example, green schemes, we can talk from morning until the sunset. We can talk from morning until the sunset to talk about policies on agriculture. We can talk about what, how much money we invest in agriculture. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, what is the cost of doing nothing and what is the cost of pride? Because in a situation that we have highest youth unemployment, for example, or we have a lot of inactive youth in our economy, how is this going to affect Namibia going forward? And what can we do? What can we do to make sure that we transform, particularly our young people, we transform the thinking of these young people, and we transform the way they approach things, and they become participants in economic development? Number one is pride. You know, this morning I was talking to Simon Haduna. He's one of the few young people who are doing the most, particularly when it's coming to volunteerism and also NGO works. It's one of the things which are doing very well, and he won a few awards because of the work that he has been doing in the community, just to see a problem that he's willing to solve without getting any assistance. But that does not mean you are not getting respect. That doesn't mean you are not getting exposure. That does not mean that you are also not getting recognition. So one of the things that that he mentioned is that, you know, Namibian young people, you find somebody who has a certificate, a diploma, even a degree, but this person has pride of taking any job for the sake of sustaining, you know, himself or herself while looking for other opportunities. And he is a good example of somebody who was at university, then things were not going well, then he became a security guard at Papkevest. That is his story. Then he indicated to say, no, when he was jumping from the bus, you know, when security, you know, there's a shift, when you are jumping from the bus and he's armed and become a security, one of the ladies, you know, it's a community thing. One of the ladies that I don't know if she used to like him. That is a story of another day. But the context of the story is, one of the ladies that he schooled with stated to say, no, how come our former head boy is a security guard? How come our former head boy is a security guard? Without knowing without knowing that a man has a game plan, without knowing that he has a game plan. He ended up working at sales department at Pub Kevers. He ended up upgrading himself. Now he owns an institution. But somebody who qualified to go to university, somebody who has capacity, and decided to say, because of there is nothing to assist me, and there is nothing to assist my family, let me do this. Because what I've seen also, it doesn't mean that there are no opportunities in Namibia. There are not a lot of opportunities. Some of us are really small, but one of the things that we need to look at is that sometimes you need to start doing something, and we should continue motivating ourselves in doing this. Because one thing I've seen in Namibia, especially in Windhoek, you find somebody start a business, a very young person start a business, but instead of us supporting our local business people, we are waiting for this person to fail. Sorry for that. We are waiting for this person to fail so that we can start laughing, and we can start pointing fingers and asking, you know, demotivating a person. That is exactly what you are waiting for. But the question that we need to ask ourselves, why, for example, yesterday I was looking at the report by Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence Report on the Namibian economy, particularly regarding to foreign direct investment. What is that report saying? When I look at that, it is indicating that Namibia is going to be a global power player in terms of the economy, in terms of production of oil and gas. And if this, what is there, become viable, Namibian economy will boost, and Namibia will become a game changer in Southern Africa, and maybe in the Africa. And then you are going to sit on the dinner table when people are talking about global affairs. When countries like Qatar, Singapore, China, America, Russia, Japan, South Africa, when they are sitting on the table.
Namibians, ShopRite is turning 35. For 3.5 decades, you have trusted us for quality products and unbeatable prices. And we thank you. Celebrate with big birthday specials on everything, such as 2 kilograms real good frozen mixed chicken portions, 89.99 Namibian dollars. 2 kilos nice rice, 39.99 Namibian dollars. You don't want to miss out. ShopRite, 35 years of value you can trust. Always.
South Africa, when they are sitting on the table, we are also going to be there. You know why? Because the wealthy underground Namibian land, the wealthy that we have, is uncountable. It's very important. It has content. It's untapped. But you know what is very interesting? What is very interesting is that the same people who analyze the situation of Namibia, because the report stated that, say, when you look at Namibia become number one in Africa, particularly in 2025, where a lot of world investors are moving into. I was talking the other time to say, if you see somebody from Qatar, United Arab Emirates, somebody from Iran, somebody from the Middle East, the Gulf countries, somebody from Egypt, somebody from Nigeria, somebody from the US, people from England, China, Japan, they are sitting in Namibia now, looking ahead. And if we are not careful, they will decide the future of our economy. Because, yes, we have oil. We have oil. We have the natural resources. But one thing which was mentioned in that report is that although there are resources that can change or that can increase the GDP, Not two times, not three times, more than that. There is a situation of historical inequality, which is still there, historical inequality. And the average Namibian is continued to suffer. Now, the question is that now, we spend a lot of time looking at what the government can do. But I think we are also doing a little bit of injustice when we are not giving ourselves right information, particularly the active generation, which is the backbone of the economy, if given opportunity and if accepting that it's not only the responsibility of somebody to give us opportunity, but also for us to avail ourselves. So that's why today we are saying the inequality that we have in Namibia cannot only be solved. Economic inequality that we have in Namibia cannot only be solved by the government, by the private sector, but by the people on the ground themselves. The inequality in Namibia can only be solved when parents themselves understand that it's not only the pride of having your kid becoming a doctor, or it's not only the pride of having your kid becoming a teacher, but understanding that the center of economy is agriculture. Understanding that the center of economy is somebody who have technical skills. And also, when you start to rethink, about the coloniality of mind that we still have, because I was speaking to Zachariah Johannes, he's a decolonial scholar, and he was indicating to say, look, David, we were colonized, the colonizers are gone. But there is still the coloniality of mind. There is something which is left in our mind. We think that we need to go to university, we need to get a diploma, then we start working. When you don't get a job for that diploma, then there's nothing that we can do. That is how we downgrade ourselves. We downgrade ourselves to that extent that it's either that or nothing. It's either that or nothing. That's why you find it very, very difficult. Very difficult for if an ordinary young person to make a living anyway. Because why? It's pride, number one. Number two is the cost of doing nothing, and also the cost of a bit of ignorance and also not understanding what is happening around. And I want dear listeners to get me very correctly. I'm not blaming anybody for not achieving his or her goal. We are also in the process of doing that and discovering ourselves, where we want to go and how we want to do things. But what we need to do, especially as young people, what we need to sit and tell ourselves is that let us talk about real business. Let us talk about how we can assist each other, how we can support each other as Namibian people, and how we can hold this economy up. And I like the information that Adora spoke about. I said, no, look, although the music industry of Namibia have been a bit neglected, there was a little bit of pulled out of government in terms of prioritizing the art and culture industry, there have been a tendency which was recognized to say musicians were also not able to uplift each other. Particularly those with talent and capacity, but they do not have resources. That's why when we want to deal with this beast of economic inequality, we need to go back on the drawing board and rethink, particularly what behavior is really keeping us here. What behavior is really keeping us here? How do we handle money? Do we really have understanding on how to deal with finance? What is the value of properties? How do you deal with properties? What is the value of investment? what are the real discussions? Because you know why? When you move around different towns, you find a lot of us, the youth, we are watching football in what's happening in England. We are there dancing, and you know, yes, we are supporting. Is part of you know, having a fun time. But most of our time, we are at the sport bar, watching football, yeah, watching soccer, and without having real discussions, about where is our next meal going to come from. Do you know that when you are using statistics, then you come to a sport bar, then you look how many youth are there. Then you just do your own analysis to say, if the statistics is saying more than 52% of people are not able to get a proper, you know, are not able to be absorbed by the job market, or are not able to make an end meet. How many, what is the ratio of economic inequality in this sport bar? How many of these people are sleeping without knowing where their next meal is going to come from? When you start to think about that, when you start to think like that, then you also need to come up with, when are we going to have real conversations? And what is the cost of pride? The cost of pride to say, no, me, I'm David, me, I'm not going to do that job. I'm not going to do that. What are you going to do? I'm not going to do that because I'm me. What are people going to say about me? But what we realize is that, you know, in most cases, people don't even look at us. We are only scared of what people are thinking, but they are not even looking at you. People are busy with their own lives. But I think it's a mentality that will take us time. It's a mentality that will take us time. And we also need to rework on these things to say, what is the cost of pride? What are some of the things that as young people we are not doing right? And how can we help each other? But on the other side, you'll find very brilliant young men and women. Very brilliant, with good mind, and with capacity. Very beautiful young men and women with great mind. We have them. But it's a smaller portion which are moving on their own. It's a smaller portion which are moving on their own. If they are young professionals, they are young professionals. If they are young business person, they are young business person. Different lifestyles, different routines, different cheering spots, and reading different kinds of books. And the majority of our population, especially the youth, we are still stuck in our old mentality. That's why we are indicating to each other to say, let us come and speak about our issues. That's why I was a very bit angry when issues of celebrating International Youth Day did not really discuss the main things that we are supposed to discuss. The main conversation that we are supposed to discuss. Issues like, why are young people not showing up? What is the relationship between the first and the second generation? How do we deal with our education, our curriculum? How do we deal with our thinking? How do we deal with our approach to the industry? How do we deal with that? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chombe, and today we lower the conversation to me and you, particularly the youth of Namibia. What are some of the things we need to ask ourselves these questions to say? What are some of the things which are preventing us to start acting on the plans and goals that we put on paper? And if we cannot do that, what else can we do? Because what people do not want to tell us, what the government do not want to tell you, and what you also need to know yourself is that something like NDP 6, there will be 2030 which is coming. And yes, if you really have real implementer, you have more than 50% of implementation of those policies. Remember this thing. The population is going to increase. You do not have control of the global economy. You do not have control of the global economy. There are new emerging economic players in the world. International laws, international trades, and political leadership change. It depends on who is going to be the president of America, for example, the president of Russia, the president of China. And it also depends on what are your trade relations. And this, in most cases, these are things that we do not have control over. That's why our young people, let us look at things this way. Let us have confidence in our government. That's number one. And let us assist our government. But let us also not be naive, not to think ahead of a what-if situation. Because if we only have that to say, no, I have tried, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get a job from the government, I'm going to get a job from the private sector, there's more money spent on this one. And remember this, the corrupt minds are still not dead. The corrupt minds are still not dead. Anything can still happen. We have seen it happen in the fishing industry. We've seen it happening in the oil industry. We have seen it happening in many other natural resources. And that's why what we need to discuss, especially young people, is that let us not wait until 2030 then we start continue blaming the government to say, we told you, we told you, we told you. But what we need to do, we also need to sit on the table to say, no, what is our... I like the way some of the youth leaders put it, to say, what is our generational mission? Even if you don't define it very well, we know what they want. Everybody wants a good house. You want an understandable income. You want to send your kids to best schools. You want a stable marriage or stable relationship. And you want to be happy about the future. Those are some of the basic needs that nobody need to be taught about. But looking at where we are as a country, particularly in the economic ranking, looking at who own our natural resources. Because remember the issues of international law.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Remember the issues of international law. We have investors in Namibia. They are here. And they are pumping more money in oil and gas. And remember, investment is one of the great business. A person is only investing when he knows he's going to profit. And investors are very careful about their money. They are very careful about their money. And they are doing business. They are not here to offer you money. They are doing business with you. And that is maybe something that we do not understand. We are just saying, no, we have oil and gas. We have green hydrogen. We are going to eat. Yes, we are going to eat, but we need to think ahead to say, there is also a possibility, if we are not careful, for those who give us money to be in control of our natural resources. There's a possibility. Do you know that there are multinational companies which have more money than the budget of your country? There are powerful multinational corporations which are leading states. So that's why looking ahead at NDP6, celebrating NDP6, yes, it's a very good thing. But changing our mentality, particularly when you look at the cost of pride in the economic development, young Namibians, let us rethink this. Let us find better ways on approaching things. And also let us have real discussions about the economy, discussion about the future, discussion about alternative ways of doing things. Because remember, one of my mentors told me this thing, to say, look, David, Sometimes you are saying you are in trouble, you are in need of this and this. But think about it this way. You are healthy. You have 2 legs, 2 arms. You are energetic. You are able to do something. Remember that when you are complaining about your situation, there is somebody who wants to be exactly like you. Who think, no, I just want to be like David. There is somebody who wants to be exactly like you. But if you can just do a little bit of more and appreciate that there is no need to complain, just look ahead, then I think it will become more easier for us to come together. So how many of us, when we go out with friends, because every Friday I see a lot of young people go out, see them having discussions. How many of your friends discuss with you about starting a business with you? Or just have drinking buddies, or let us get the ladies, and let us get the chicks. But how many of real friends who can come and say, no, David, man, you know, today we don't need to go out. Let us see, what can we do? There's this guy, 1K. Can we invest it somewhere? What business can we start? What service can we offer? Can we buy a certain machine? Let us think about making money. Because money is very important. And money can solve a lot of problems. So dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are not talking about financial institutions. We are talking about the selves. What is a barrier of human thinking to achieving personal, community, and national goals? And how can we deal with this thing of economic inequality? And how can we get into real conversations but also do something? If we already have numbers, a lot of numbers of graduates, how can we integrate this? How can we upskill these people to work in the green schemes, for example? You are just working with green schemes, yes, with your accounting degree. Yes, I understand. With your engineering degree. Let's go and work in the green schemes, for example. Let's make some, let's produce our own food. Let's turn around the economy. Let's go and make those potatoes. Let's go and grow those potatoes. Instead of us just waiting, complaining, and also doing a lot of unnecessary things in the street. So, I want you to get me very well also as listeners. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm trying to awaken our thinking. I'm trying to awaken our thinking to say, how can us young people come together and find alternatives? Because remember, for the past 35 years, somebody have been driving policy directions of the country. Somebody have been driving policy direction of the country. Somebody have been making laws. Somebody have been at the forefront of national development, for example. But things did not go right. Things did not go right. There are those which went right. But a lot of things did not go right. And we need to be honest with ourselves to discuss these things. Then what we can do is, what other things can we do? Is it the thinking? Is it the education? Is it the thinking and is it education? Because I used to have hard conversation with my father, especially regarding the education system. Hard conversation. Very hard conversation, particularly with the products, the outcomes. Because I used to move around the village and ask, no, this one was taught by who. But as a teacher, how do you feel about the product that you bring out? You taught a lot of kids, some become doctors, become lawyers. Some become, a lot of them become employees. Few become business people. Some go to the street. But is that the only level of education that we can deal with? Do you know that due to our education system, we lost a lot of brilliant minds? Because our teachers cannot evaluate the behaviors of these kids. Maybe they are born with high IQ level, but their behavior at school were not acceptable because they were not be able to fit in the system. But when you remember, when you go to China, when you go to Russia, when you go to the US, the thinking is different. They go, they take the kid and evaluate. They say, no, this kid is not crazy, just high level of intelligence. We need to fight to take him to a certain institution. We need to control his behavior. And we also need to train him. Maybe a person was born a nerd. Then we are going to teach it to look at the graduates of MIT, for example. Then these kids become the main contributor to national development. And one of the thinkers indicated to say, one of the reasons why America is growing is that America is harnessing intelligence. It's harnessing intelligence, not in terms of this intelligence of intelligence, but it's harnessing brilliant mind. You see, more than 50% of great PhD candidates in the U.S. are not from the U.S. Do you know that there is a special visa for somebody to, a genius visa for somebody to enter America? But in our situation, the system that was set is the one that we are doing, same behavior. If my kid is not did not complete university, it's useless. If my kid complete university and did not get a job, it's useless. And with that mentality and thinking, we are going to fail as a generation. And the resources that we have in Namibia here, if we are not thinking differently, people are going to build mansions with our money. People are going to lead us with our money. Then they are going to give us peanut. Not even with butter, just peanut. They are going to pay us peanut. Because Namibia has been very rich and continue to be rich. Namibia is one of the countries in the world with few super rich people and a lot of very poor people. Very, very, very poor people. Just think about it this way. There is somebody who you wake up, you eat, you have a place to stay, you have a job. There is somebody in Namibia now who is living in extreme poverty, who is not able to afford a fat cake, just a fat cake. Just a fat cake. Somebody is just not able to do that. But when we are waiting for solutions to come from somewhere, when we are not discussing economic affairs with our kids, when we are not teaching our kids how to invest, when we are not choosing partners based on capacity but based on yasha, we are not going to go anywhere. When you're not having real discussions, you know, they say family is a foundation of a society. And family, it's a very difficult business to deal with. So as choosing a partner, so as handling children, so as, handling other people's family. But what we are trying to discuss here is that can we think differently? Young people, parents, guardians, can we have economic discussions? Can we have economic discussions to say you can do any job until you find the best job? Or your qualification should not be the limit to achieve your goals. Or pride will not put bread on the table. Can you have those kinds of discussions? Because if we start having those kinds of discussion, maybe if NDP 6 which is a hope of everybody. Like we had hope in NDP5, like we had hope in Harambe Prosperity Plan 1 and 2. If it is implemented, maybe 60%, the other 30 or 40% is coming from us. And that is a reality on the ground. And that is a reality. You know, the other time I was having an interview with Cecilia from Bank of Namibia regarding the financial sector transformation strategy. I asked a question to say, look, you guys have set a very ambitious strategic plan for 10 years, which is stating that by 2035, 70% of informal businesses will have access to formal, the financial access, and they can access finance and to former financial institutions. In simple terms, it means that you selling Kapana by 2035, you have access to go to the bank and get 10,000 to upgrade your business. And I asked to say, you talk about 70%, you talk about informal businesses, you talk about financial institutions. What is the reality on this? What is the reality on this? Yeah, then one of the things that she stated that, we were taught, to set ambitious goals. But let us not discourage us to set those ambitious goals. It's good to set ambitious goals, but it's also the other thing, to be practical and real on the ground. Because if you are not, we'll continue to suffer, and we'll end up like DRC, end up like Libya, end up like Iraq, we end up a failed state. But that is not where we want to go. But dear listeners, especially our young people of Namibia, let us think about these questions. Let us advise each other, and also let us hold each other's hands. Let us not this thing of political differences divide us. Let us not this thing of political differences divide us, because we need to find a commonality where we are meeting. The politics for politicking is politics, but there are some things that are beyond politics. You know, when we were faced by COVID, everybody, there was no color, no political party color, nothing. Everybody's fighting. When we were faced by drought, everybody's fighting. When Namibia was colonized, everybody's fighting. Yes. When we are having a same problem, especially the young people, let us discuss this. Let us discuss this. Let us have these discussions at Kasi Vibe where we meet. Let us have this discussion at the clubs where we are. Let us have this discussion on social media than just sharing memes and shaming each other. Because when others are shaming each other in other countries, people are building already planes, people already are planning about how Namibia is going to look like, while we are just, very, very far. Very far. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are looking at the cost of pride in our economy, and what can young people do to make sure that we complement the plans which are on the table, and what can we do to make sure that at the end of the day, these goals are realized without having belief in ourselves, and also without having a different way of approaching things. I see 2030 is just next year. Because let us talk about 2027, 26 already done. Because we are in 2025, and when today I was at BON. At the back of Namibia, Governor gave a very brilliant presentation, which he spoke about the economic growth, economic projection. And one of the things that he stated I said, no, you know, in April we gave a prediction that the economy would grow. But now we see that the economy is not growing. Because when you look at the domestic economic outlook of Namibia, stated that the economy will grow below 3.7% in comparison to last year, where last year we had drought, which means that this year we are growing at a decreasing rate, And those who understand economic and better will be able to explain to you to say we are growing at a decreasing rate. Because if you compare the economic growth of this year and last year, where we are faced by problems, what making you so sure that by 2030, NDP 6 will be a practical thing? If we already have a lot of external factors which have happened. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment. And it's always very good when you are listening to your feedback. And it's always very crucial when you're having these conversations. And make time to discuss these issues. And it's always very good when you are giving your comment. It's always very good when you are asking your questions. And it's always very good when we are reading. But the message here is that let us not be ignorant. Let us read even one or two articles in a day. Let us read. Even buy one newspaper per week. Let us develop the culture of reading, because that is the only way that we are going to develop our ideas. And that's the only way also we are going to think differently. Because when you start reading, you are able to see and also get the perspective of others. What other people are thinking about the issue? How do they deal with the same situation that we are in? So thank you very much. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. We're going to leave in the good hands of Uncle Fly and his team. Bye-bye.